Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hit it! Welcome. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another week of the Christian Experience. I go by the name of J.D. J.S. Dunk, say what's up.
What's up, people?
Chanel, say hello to the people.
Good evening, everyone.
She's so sweet, y'all.
I do hate it.
Yeah. Oh, man. So we just want to welcome y'all back to the show. If y'all don't know, today's topic is behind every great man is a great woman, ? Is this true or false? What do you guys feel on this? But before we get started, you know the routine, so please bow your heads. Lord, we come before you right now just saying thank you, God, for bringing us through another week. We thank you, Lord God, for all the blessings that we take for granted, Lord. And we just ask that you continue to bless us, continue to bless this show, bless all of the listeners and all the supporters, Lord. And we pray that it continues to grow and that people will continue to be edified and in some kind of way get something out of the show as well as the, as us, Lord. And we thank you for it now in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Now, we're going to kind of jump into this, man. So, behind every great man is a great woman. We've heard this saying all over the place, you know. And frankly, I mean, you know, I believe this is true on a lot of situations, but I can't say in every situation, you know. What do you guys feel on this?
Actually, before we go, before we even go with that, Chanel.
Yeah.
You're familiar with it, with the quote. What is your take on the quote? Could you break that down for me?
From a female perspective.
From a female's perspective.
Yes. What does that mean? What is that quote saying?
Okay. From a female's perspective, what that quote is saying is, you can be a good man, but in order to be a great man, you usually have a great woman behind you, meaning that, you know, being that the way the system is set up, we are made for one another, man and woman. So you can get to, you know, you can get to your level, you can get to your highest level, but in order for, you know, in order for you to fulfill and to reach your greatness, you would have to have a great partner beside you or behind you, pushing you and motivating you and encouraging you and licking your wounds and you know, helping you to stand back up and keep on the right track to achieving your goal. So that's what that means to me. That means that although you may be a good man to begin with, you know, you have to have some type of quality to get it started. In order for you to reach that great status, you have to have a great woman beside you.
Hmm. You agree, J.F.?
Come on with it, fellas. Come on with it.
Listen, wait. So what? Oh, first off, the number is 347 637-2419. For any guys that can help me out.
Yeah, come on, fellas. Holler at us, man.
Come on now. All right, but what I'm going to say is I agree with a lot of what Chanel just said.
Okay.
But not all.
Okay.
And I don't agree with all of it. Now I believe that a man can. I mean, you know what? What's great? Well, I mean, what determines a man to be great?
Well, I guess everyone has their own definition of greatness. Everyone has their own, you know, scale when it comes to morals and values and achievements. So, If we're talking about a great man, if we're talking about an accomplished man, if we're talking about a respectable, upright man, when you say when you give me those characteristics, I'm thinking about a great man. I'm thinking about a God-fearing man. I'm thinking about a man who loves and respects his wife. I'm thinking about a man who holds his house down. You know, I'm thinking about a man who's on his grind out at the workplace, wherever that workplace may be. You know, I'm thinking about a full man, a whole man. Because sometimes we find a man who may hold down his work, but his personal life sucks, or he may hold down his personal life, but his relationship with the Lord sucks. So we're talking about, you know, a whole great man.
Well then, okay. Let me throw this in there. So I'm just asking, and this is to both of y'all. If a man feels like, if a man is a good man, like Chanel said, you know, and he wants to go to that great status, right? You know, how does this woman, you know, this great woman, push him to that status? You know, because, you know, what is it that she does that he can't do, you know, to get himself to that level, or, you know, with the help of God? Because it's sounding like, from what you said, you know, earlier, Chanel, it's sounding like, you know, a man can reach his greatest, you know, his greatest potential, but his greatest potential will only be good without a great woman behind him. So he can never reach greatness unless he has that great woman behind him. And,
like to me,
you know, I think that's the part that I probably, that I, you know, don't agree with. You know, I feel like it's a good help. I do feel like it's a good help. You know, I agree with that part of it. You know, and like the man was, you know, woman was made to help, you know, man and all of that stuff. But there have been men, you know, that are considered great, you know, and there was no, I can't say that there wasn't any woman at all, but, you know, in what sense do you mean a great woman behind him? You know, do you mean a mate? You know, like, is that what you mean? Because there are some unmarried or men who don't have that other half. Or,
No, it doesn't have to be a mate. It doesn't have to be a wife. Usually it is a wife, but it doesn't have to be a wife. It could be a mother. It could be a sister. It could be an aunt. When I say that is because you said earlier, how is that possible? Like, what makes that situation true for me? What makes the woman the woman's part in the relationship, what makes him great, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
My answer to that is it's the feedback, it's the interaction, it's the nurturing that we bring naturally. We're nurturers naturally. You guys are supposed to be hunters. So it's the nurturing that we bring when you're wounded, when you have a goal and it's not being attained as quickly as you would have hoped. Or when you think you're doing all that you can and you get a door slammed in your face, okay? You turn somewhere. Either you turn to anger and you don't speak to anyone, or usually you turn to your spouse, your sister, your friend, you know, and they'll give you that encouragement. They'll stroke you on your shoulder. We'll rub you on your back when you need to be rubbed, and we'll tell you what you need to motivate you to keep going.
Now we asked what the definition of a great man was. I think Zayas asked that question, right? Now I'm asking you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Not Chanel. I'm asking Sean. Now, you know what I'm saying? What do you define a great woman as being a man? What do you envision? You know, the characteristics of a great woman to be.
What is it? You're catching me off guard, but what is it, Proverbs 31, somewhere?
Somewhere in there.
Yeah, you know, a God-fearing woman.
Virtuous, you're talking about the virtuous woman?
Yes. God-fearing woman, a woman that, you know what? A woman that knows how to hold down her household. A lot of what Chanel describes as your average woman, that's what I consider to be great woman. But and unfortunately,
yeah, I was just about to say it.
Women are far and few in between.
Right, right. That is the problem, I think. But
sounds like we have another. What? Sounds like we have our topic for next week, fellas. Go ahead.
You know, but I guess you know. I'm gonna throw out a few couples, right?
Okay.
Anybody who got the flyer, you've seen. I'm gonna start off with the first family right now. You know, Barack and Michelle Obama. Right.
Love it. Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know them personally, you know, mm-hmm. but you know, he's the head of state right now, so you would consider I would think he would be considered a great man at this point, right?
Sounds pretty established for certain.
Huh?
I think he's pretty established for certain.
Right, yeah, you know, he seems to be accomplished to me, you know.
Yeah.
So so I would assume, you know, Chanel, that you would view Michelle as a great woman?
Oh, definitely. And what's funny is I would view her a great woman even not being his wife. Just
okay.
because of who she is or who we as the public has seen her to be. Of course, we don't know what happens when they close those doors and they're on their personal time. But the chemistry that they have and the respect that they have for each other, that's so fluid that it cannot be artificial, okay? When you look at their interviews and you see how if someone, you know, asks a question, how their body language, they're looking at each other to see who is going to answer the question and who's
right.
going to fall back. And then one person answers, and then if that person needs support, then the other person jumps in. So their conversation is so fluid that it's impossible for it to be fake. Now, as I said, she's a great woman by herself because of who she is to her family, who she is to our community, you know, who she is. She's such an inspiration. She's such a role model, you know. She holds her household down, as Sean describes. You know, she's on it with her children. Her children are on that straight line. Their daddy became the president, and the next morning she took them to school. Like, that has nothing to do with the fact that you're going to still get your education. You know, she seems very grounded. She's very much into her health. And, you know, a person that's fully rounded. Like, you know, I don't know too much about their religious views, you know, that were scandal with but she's like a well-rounded person, and she pushes him, and he'll let you know when they'll ask him questions, and they'll refer to Mrs. Obama. Then you know, he'll let you know. You know, she doesn't take any mess. He'll let you know, and that's just him giving her her props, giving her her due.
Can I interject here?
Okay, right. Go ahead. Go ahead.
You're not finished, Jay. I know you got another question behind that.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
But Chanel, you said she could be, you consider her a great woman, aside from even being his wife, right?
You think just like me, because that was the next question. Go ahead.
All right. Okay.
Go ahead,
now, so you're telling me possible for a woman to be great without a man, but a man can't.
All right.
But a man can't be great without a woman?
You see, this is the issue.
Yes, it's her face.
This is the situation, okay?
Okay.
And just like in many aspects of conversation, there are double standards that usually 80% favor the male, right? This is the one that favors the female.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Because, as I said, we are naturally nurturing, and we are naturally giving, and you know, our responsibility, our role as a female, as a woman, we are so many things to so many different people. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that requires a level of greatness, or we would fall apart. When you look out at, you know, the amount of single-parent households there are, I'm going to say 90% of those. Don't get me wrong. There are some fellas that are holding it down, but 90% of those are women. And so now we've come out of the role of that, you know, of solely being the housemaker, and now we have to go out, make the bacon, come home, cook it up, and still comb Trinity's hair and wash the car and mow the lawn. You understand?
Uh-huh.
So we've been able to branch out and under force, you know, and because it's not an ideal situation. So under duress, we are forced to perform at a great level.
Well, I can recall, for a couple of years I was living on the West Coast, and I can recall, going to work in the daytime on my day job, grinding after work, promoting and everything, going to doing shows every week, and coming home and washing my own clothes and going grocery shopping and cooking my own food and cleaning up at home. And, cleaning and washing up and dishes and cleaning bathroom toilets and all of that kind of stuff and holding it down on my own. So I'm saying, I didn't have anybody to do that for me. So, I have adapted to doing those same things. So pretty much we're in the same boat. So my question is, what is it that makes a woman able to reach greatness without a man, but a man not able to reach greatness without a a great woman behind him? Because
Adam considered to be a great man? Well, could he have been considered to be a great man prior to Eve showing up? I mean, he did all the work, right, before she showed up?
I don't know about all of it, but, he was doing the work, and then she was made to help.
Now you're asking us to presume, okay? Evidently, he was walking around in a funk. Evidently, he was walking around in a funk because the father said, let me give this fool a mate before he loses his mind. He said, let me give this fool a mate so that he can reach greatness.
Okay. So with that said, okay, let me just read the quote again. Behind every great man is a great woman, right?
That's right.
So in this statement, right?
Piece it out.
Is it safe to say? I'm asking this question to the listeners and to you, Chanel. I'm asking this question. Is it safe to say that behind every great man is a great woman? In front, leading every great woman is a great man. Is that safe to say?
The question's on the
table. I'd have to say no.
Ooh.
Wow.
Ooh, come on.
Wow.
Yo, we're all the fellas.
You said exactly. Fellas, help us out here. What is going on? And if there's a female with a different opinion, with an opposing opinion, please, press the number one if you want to phone or call in, 347-637-2419.
Please.
Let us know. Let us know what's up. Okay, explain this one, Chanel, please. I'm listening.
It is safe to say no, because the quote says, behind every great man, there is a great woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
It does not say that behind every great woman, there's a great man.
No, it says in front. It leaves.
I know.
Go ahead.
Or it does not say in front of every great woman there is a great man. If that was the case, then we would have heard that fable as often as we hear the correct one, which is behind every great man.
It doesn't say next to. It says behind.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're behind, then it goes without saying.
Mm-hmm.
That one is in front.
We sorry to cut y'all off, but we got 10 minutes left, and I want to take this caller's call. So this is a caller from 804, and I just want to hear what they have to say. All of you on the air. 804.
Hello. How are you?
How are you doing?
I am wonderful. How about you?
I'm great. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. And this is a very interesting show. And I had an answer to the question that you just asked.
Okay.
If it's safe to say that since behind every great man is a great woman, is there a great man in front?
Uh-huh.
That is not necessarily true because 9 times out of 10, most men now you find, and that is not to say there are not great men, because there are some great men, but there are a lot of weak men. So women have found it that they have to now take the lead and to be the strength, to be the strong person. And we were born in a way to be a strong person because we had so much to face as a woman. But men have tended to sit back and let the women take the lead and not step up to be the strong force anymore. Because now women are having to raise the household family. Women are having to go out there to earn their own living. Wherein it used to be a woman could stay home, be the wife, be the mother and everything that she needed to be without having to go out there and take care of the job, take care of the household responsibilities, make sure everything get paid, and feed your family. So now men are so weak, so it's really hard to say that the man is the stronger force in front.
Okay, so let me ask you this, Cola. Doesn't it take, do you feel like it takes strength? Because every person that leads must be able to follow, right?
Absolutely.
And
absolutely, and
if we're not, if I'm not mistaken, the Word of God does say, you know, that the man, Christ follows his father, and Christ is the head of the church, and the man is supposed to follow Christ, and his wife is supposed to follow him as he follows Christ. Am I right?
That is true.
Okay, so if a man is not doing, and it also talks about submission, and we don't have enough time to get into the whole thing, but we will.
Right. Okay.
Right? So if a man, and it's funny because we just had this in Bible class, so if a man is out of place and he's not following Christ, right? For a woman to be submitted to Christ, she must be submitted to her husband because this is what God asks of her.
That is
so
true.
So it takes strength for her to sit back, fall back, and allow him to lead. Because now I'm not saying there's not some guys out there who, you know, who do step back and don't want to do anything and all of this, right? But at the same time, if a woman is used to being in a situation where she has to be in control all the time because there's no one else to do it, and she's in survival mode, which unfortunately this is the state that a lot of our women are in the world right now. In order for her to when she finally meets a great man, she doesn't know how to. She's so used to being a great woman all by herself that she doesn't know how to submit herself to a great man. So that great man is not going to force a woman, because a real man does not force a woman to do anything she doesn't want to do. A weak man forces a woman to do what she doesn't want to do. So a great man will just move on. That's why there are a lot of great women out there, but they just have never learned to submit themselves to Christ by submitting themselves to their husbands. And until they learn this, they will be great women on their own. And that's, I feel that, you know, this statement, you know, is not necessarily true, because there are a lot of great men out there. But
as I said in the beginning, there are a lot of great men, but those great men have to step up and take their position as head of their household. A woman sometimes doesn't also, now, there are strong women, independent women that don't, like you said, know how to step back. But there are also women that want to step back and let their husbands be the head of the household. But when they step back and everything is falling, she's going to have to step up in order not to lose everything that they have. So
it
works both ways. Okay,
Right now, this is a separate subject. The question that you posed, Jay, was is there, does it mean that because there's a great woman, that there is a great man in front of her?
And right, that's the point I'm getting to.
No, wait a minute. And the caller said no, and she stated her reason for saying no. But now you're talking about submission. Submission to your husband. That's something totally different from saying that there's a great man in front of me, and that's why I'm great as a woman. That's
right.
Totally
how?
Different from submission, because as you broke down the hierarchy of the husband following God and we following
right.
the husband, you're talking about only men that are doing that. And you're talking about men, only men who understand that role. Unfortunately, the way the family dynamics have been broken down, and the culture of the country now, unfortunately, these young men are not understanding that role. They're not understanding their place as provider, protector, guardian. They're not understanding
right.
that.
I agree, and neither are women. Neither are women, though.
Okay,
women are not understanding their role either.
Wait a minute. Hold on. What the caller is now saying is, once you have a man here who you're trying to work something with and he doesn't understand his place in the hierarchy, then how can I let him lead me if he doesn't even know where he is going? So I'm not going to stop you from doing what you're going to do, but I can't let you run me off of that cliff either.
No, I totally
right.
understand. I totally understand, and I totally agree with that point.
Okay.
And
okay.
right, I agree with that point. And we have.
So
let me just say this: we have three minutes left.
Okay.
The point that I want to bring out before the show ends, because it's very important to me that we have
right.
edification on the show,
absolutely.
And there's some sort of knowledge being given, right? So
that's right.
this is the point that I want to bring out in that, and what I was saying is that. In order for a man, like women have been saying for ages, I've been hearing, men need to step up, men need to step up, men need to step up, right?
Mm-hmm.
But a man cannot, you are a woman, a man cannot kick you off the throne, okay, and lead you if you are not able to, if you don't want to follow him. You have to follow on your own will. God doesn't even make you follow him.
Okay.
Understand what I'm saying?
Let me finish. Okay.
I understand your point with saying that you have to have a level of trust to be able to know that he's going to be able to follow, right? But here's where it comes in. Here's where you following God comes in. Because men mess up. We mess up.
Mm-hmm.
We're not always doing the right thing. This is why God, part of the reason why he made y'all, so y'all can help us be in line, help us stay.
Well, that's
right?
The answer
but here's the thing. Let me finish. But a woman does not, what a woman doesn't understand is, okay, which is why we brought the submission point out, is what she doesn't understand is how to do this. Most women don't understand that when you're following God, God is the one who puts the man in line and leads him the right way. It's not for you to step him down from the throne and you sit in the throne seat. It's for you to submit to God by submitting to him, and God will put him in line. And this is what the word says.
But that's what the word says, but also the man has to understand. First of all, the man has to be on the same accord with God's word.
That's right.
I got one
okay.
minute.
And
you're
then,
right.
if he's on accord with God's word,
mm-hmm.
there's not a woman that I don't think that minds being able to step in her place and let that man lead her. But if he's not in the God's word, as he should be,
mm-hmm.
and he don't know how to lead, then that woman is going to have to step up. And take her lead, and take the lead.
Okay.
Because
no,
if not, they're going to
sink.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, I know that we have less than a minute left, but I just wanted to say this very quickly.
Uh-huh.
If there's no woman that can knock a man off of a throne.
Right.
A boy, a child, yes. A man, no. If a man comes into your life and he's already in order and he's already showing that he knows his position in the relationship,
right.
I don't even look at the throne because
right.
I'm watching you, because
right.
I'm following you, because
right.
you've already came in and you've made it known. You didn't come in halfway trying to get your foot in. You came in and said that I'm the man and this is what it is.
Right.
And I have no choice but to respect that because, as
right.
you said, that's my role.
That's my role.
But if you don't know, but if women don't know their role, we got okay. I'm not even going to comment on it. You're right. We're gonna leave that point because we're gonna continue this. Everybody who's listening, we will be continuing this because this conversation has sparked something important, and we do need to get clarification of
Absolutely.
The family order of God's hierarchy in the family, and this is what we will be discussing.
And Mr. Branch, you know what? I really appreciate that you're bringing up that point, and I wish there were more men listening because you are bringing up a very important point. Men do need to take back the role of leaders of their family.
We'll pick this up next.
Yes, we will. And everybody listening right now, please encourage all the women listening right now, encourage a man to listen and pay attention next week and start, you know, getting involved because we need more men's perspectives other than just me and Sean because we are two men and there are other men with other opinions and things like that. So we want to get to the bottom of this because I do believe that God wants to put families back in order because the devil's been destroying them for too long. So
that's true.
We're going to pick this
time.
Up. I love you guys for listening.
Love you too, and thank you.
Paying attention. Thank you, Carla. For being on with us. And last remarks. I'm done with my last remarks, Sean, Chanel. What y'all got to say?
Well, I know our time has just about run out. I just want to say thanks to all the listeners. Thanks for all the callers. And caller that we had just now, make sure you tune in next week. Just in case you need to call in and give us some support. You see they try to jump on me though, but I got it.
No, really. Great show, and I want to reiterate what Jay said about encourage another male to listen. Even if it's not just for this topic, but just some insight, man. And sometimes we gotta, sometimes listen to the talk radio rather than music radio is a little bit better for our minds. I'm gonna throw this just for controversy's sake. These ladies are talking about, these men in the, that comes in the lives or whatever, but these men are not forced into these women's lives. They're invited in these women's lives. And not only that, I think, when you look at that, you got to look at, was this a poor decision on my half?
Right.
So we're going to let that go. And
we're going to end it with that. And we love
ladies,
y'all.
I'm sorry. I let them get the last word. It won't happen next week, ladies.
Finally. Well, thank y'all for listening, and we out. And I'm going to play this song of the day. This is by our man Paul Rivers Bailey. This is dedicated to all the ladies out there. Once again, this is called Mother Nature. We love y'all. Tune in next week. Peace.
Peace.
She is like dandelions blowing in the wind, or flowers blooming up in the early spring. You know your life. Oh, I've seen the face of Mother Nature. She's got a pillow. Of our spirits are truly fed. Oh, and love and goodness is our guide, and harmony provides a space for our love to reside in the wondrous flow of life. You know I found the beauty of creation in my future wife. Down. She better wrap up, stop, and down, and down, and down. She better wrap up.
and this is my impression of a traveling lounge singer.
And we're going up the airport escalator. Hey, where are you from? No response. Classic. Got in an accident, so you gotta take a cab, huh? No cabs at Progressive Service Centers. They got rental cars on site, which is out of sight, you know?
Progressive takes the hassle out of claims. Just drop your car off at one of our service centers and we'll manage the rest.
Here's a little number I like to call. Waiting for the shuttle bus.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Service centers not available in all areas. You have a choice of repair facilities.